Good morning. I just want to say thank you for having me here today. And as was stated, my presentation today is entitled Everyday Discrimination and Its Effects on Multimorbidity or the Risk of Having Multiple Chronic Conditions. My name is Uchechi Achalanu Mitchell, recently married and happily married. And I have no financial relationships to disclose at this time. And for this presentation, I first will begin with some background information, followed by a review of the current study, its measures, analyses, and its results. And somebody's coming inside. And then I will conclude with a few discussion points. So let me begin with a few statistics. 75% of adults aged 65 and older have at least one chronic health condition. And another 66% of adults have two or more chronic conditions. And the phenomenon of having more than one chronic condition is known as multimorbidity. And in addition to affecting quality of life, multimorbidity is also associated with higher healthcare costs and utilization. And considering today's economic climate, curtailing some of the risk factors that increase the risk of having multiple chronic conditions will be important for this age group, especially for their social, physical, mental, and fiscal well-being. So repeated exposure to stressors may speed up the aging process, although we do know that the aging process is a natural process. These exposures can accelerate this process through the development of chronic conditions. And our social environment can be a source of these stressors. For example, adverse interactions between an employer and employee, they can lead to situations that are taxing or overburdening to our physiological systems. And exposure to discrimination is a social stressor that affects health. Discrimination refers to the differential and unfair treatment of an individual based on their characteristics such as age, gender, race, sexual orientation, etc. And in the literature, there are two primary forms of discrimination that are discussed. The first one being everyday discrimination, which refers to seemingly minor insults and indignities that may happen on day-to-day bases. And the second form is major lifetime discrimination, which refers to discrete and acute events, such as unfairly being denied a job or a promotion that can also affect health and opportunities. And predominantly in the empirical literature, they kind of discuss that the association between discrimination and maybe a specific health condition, such as hypertension. But more increasingly, that empirical evidence has looked at the association between discrimination and the number of reported chronic conditions. For example, Finch and colleagues studied the effect of discrimination on the number of self-reported chronic conditions among a Mexican-American population, and they found that greater exposure to discrimination increased the risk of reporting multiple chronic conditions. Similarly, in a nationally representative sample of Asian Americans, G and colleagues also found a positive association between these two variables. So based on some of this literature, I hypothesized in the current study that there will also be a positive association between exposure to discrimination and risk for developing multiple chronic conditions. So the current study. And the current study asks the following question. Is exposure to everyday discrimination associated with an increased risk of developing a chronic health condition? And for this analysis, I use the National Survey of Midlife Development in the United States, and I use the second wave of the study where the data was collected between 2004 and 2005. And their sampling procedures are a little complex. They had a core sample that were recruited using a multi-stage probability sample, and then three subsamples of siblings, twins, and a metropolitan oversample. And the age range for the participants of this second wave of this study was between 32 and 84 years old. And in this current analysis, I used data on all respondents who had complete data on all variables, which resulted in a sample size of a little over 3,500 participants. So my main independent variable is everyday discrimination, which is operationalized using David Williams scale. that was based off of work done in 1997 with the Detroit Area Study. And this scale asked respondents the following question: how often on a day-to-day basis do you experience each of the following types of discrimination? And for example, when they refer to discrimination, they're asking about being treated with less courtesy than other people, being called names or insulted, being harassed or assaulted because of whatever reason, whether it be your race, your age, your gender, et cetera. And respondents could report either never experiencing discrimination or rarely, sometimes, or often being exposed to this form of stress. And in this current sample, that measure, that instrument was highly reliable with the Kronbach alpha of 0.91. Here we see the distribution of discrimination in this sample. And as you can see, that most respondents say that they've rarely experienced discrimination, rarely or never experienced discrimination. But we do see the full range of possibilities, which means there are some people who report being confronted with, often being confronted with discrimination in their daily lives. And then the primary dependent variable is the number of self-reported chronic health conditions, which is based on an instrument created by the WHO. And the question asks, in the past 12 months, have you experienced or been treated for any of the following health conditions? And 30 conditions are listed, ranging from asthma and high blood pressure to sleeping problems, anxiety, or depression, just to give you an example. And in this sample as well, we did see the full range of values. So there are some people who never have, that have no chronic conditions, and there are some who report 30, which I don't know how that works, but it does. But here's the distribution of this variable in our sample, and you can see that 23% of this sample reported not having any self-reported chronic conditions. But that means 77% of the sample had at least one, and about 55% had two or more, which is slightly lower than the national number I quoted earlier of 66%. So in my analysis, I also controlled for age, gender, race, education, and income to prevent potential confounding. And in this sample, we see that the average age was between 55 and 56 years old. There are more women than males, but not by too much, and it was predominantly non-Hispanic whites. Actually, it was a 9-to-1 ratio for this sample. And the sample was highly educated, which, with most participants having a college degree or higher, or even some basic college training. And the average household income was about $72,000. So I also measured body mass index and smoking status because I was interested in the effect of discrimination on health above and beyond some of these lifestyle risk factors that also contribute to the development of chronic conditions. And what we see is in this sample, the average respondent had a BMI of about 28, which corresponds with being overweight, and that most people were non-smokers. About 52% were non-smokers, 34% were former smokers, and less than 15% were current smokers. So for my analyses, I used negative binomial regression, and I also tested for interactions between discrimination and age, discrimination and gender, and discrimination and race to see if the effect of discrimination on these health outcomes would vary by these personal characteristics. So now for the results of my analysis. So what we see in this table is reported the incident rate ratio for the risk of developing a chronic condition. Model 1 includes just the variable everyday discrimination, regress, and Model 2, I then added the control variables and other risk factors that I mentioned, and then Model 3 includes the interactions. And the main thing that we see here is that the effect of everyday discrimination increases the risk of developing a chronic health condition by about 34 to 35%. And then we see at the bottom that the interactions between gender and discrimination, age and discrimination, and race and discrimination were not statistically significant, which may suggest that the effects of discrimination on health do not vary by these factors. So what does this all mean? So what we found in this analysis is that discrimination affects health conditions associated with the aging process, and that the association that we see between exposure to everyday discrimination and self-reports of chronic health conditions is not accounted for by confounding by other demographic variables, and is not and the association is not due to other risk factors. So after we've accounted for some of the behavioral risk factors I mentioned, we still see an effect. But given those findings, there are certain caveats that should be mentioned to my analysis. The first one being that this was based on cross-sectional data, so it means the causal relationship between these two factors cannot be stated. We just know that they are associated with one another. Similarly, there's limited generalizability because, as I described before, there were different forms of sampling and recruiting participants for the study. And therefore, if I chose to account for the weight for how the core sample was recruited, I would then exclude the subsamples of twins, siblings, and the city over sample. So I went for choosing a larger sample size in this analysis. And that is one of the strengths that I've listed here. And also beyond, with the exception of racial background, it's a highly heterogeneous sample that was used in this analysis. But more importantly, the bigger strength of this study is that it highlights the importance of the social environment on health. We've had a couple of presentations that talked about the physical environment and exposure to particulate matter. And here we see that social interactions also play a significant role in determining either undermining or sustaining our health. And that's something that we should pay more attention to, especially among this older population. Thank you.